a 360-degree view on sports.
Swinging over, moving over to the world of golf. So we do know that an unspecified number of spectators will be allowed to attend the annual Limpopo Golf Championship that will be happening at Euphoria and Koroko Greek Golf Course, both in Modimolle, 90 minutes from Pretoria, and really, truly exciting. This will take place, of course, from the 31st of March to the 3rd of April with, my goodness, a whopping, really amazing prize money. You're looking at like 3.5 million rand. It was absolutely exciting. I would not mind to be a golfer at this point, but you know what? I mean, I gotta do what I gotta do is talk. That's the only thing I'm good at. So on that note, we are joined by the tournament's PR, that being Utumi Mwache from, of course, Bukomosa Media Team, to basically talk to us about this championship. Utumi, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Ma'am, compliments of the new season. Rainy Joburg. I'm good. We talk about amazing golf course, and you talk about Euphoria, talk about Limpopo Championship. It's going to be taking place on the March of the 29th. It's going to be a few days of activity. And we look forward to host you guys. And last week we had a media launch that was taking place at Euphoria. It's amazing. It's one of those tournaments that makes people, and you talk about, it's only a few days in the golf course and you become a multi-millionaire when the overall winner will go home with the 3.5 million.
Oh, man.
And the beauty of this, all the caddy, of giving back to the community of Limpopo, 10%, that in 3.5 million, is going to go to the caddy for that. And that's what we call golf empowerment. And then again, there will be golf clinic that will be taking place, so that we bring young people and everybody to learn about the golf that will be taking place. And the line, the list is endless. When you talk, because the top golfers in partner with the Sunshine Tour and the compliments of the Limpopo Tourism Agency under the leadership of the chairman, Dr. Ndudi Pillar, that will be happening. It will be happening.
No, definitely exciting, Dumi. And then, I mean, just to backtrack a little bit, talk to us then, you know, with the preparations as well for this championship, and how far are you, how ready are we to witness this championship? Dumi? Oh, shucks. Seems like we've lost Dumi there. But I mean, it's all exciting. This is the fourth edition of the Limpopo Golf Championship. And as he's mentioned and alluded that it was launched at the Euphoria Golf and Lifestyle Estate, where South Africa's Brandon Stone is expected to go on and defend the title, where he won a four-man playoff against Henny Duplessis, Oliver Becker and Daniel Van Tonder. This was in April last year. So it's really, truly exciting. I mean, it was already touching on the fact that we are expecting great players as well, as they've partnered with the Sunshine Tour. Dumi, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Yes.
Ah, amazing. So I was saying, let's backtrack a little bit. Talk to us, you know, about the preparation. How ready are we for this championship?
My dear sister, the preparations are in advanced stage. We are so excited. And when you talk about golf, you talk about sports, you talk about sports and tourism. And the tourism is going to be booming. It's going to create job opportunities. I'm talking about 85 people staff that will be getting a full-time job on this golf. At the Euphoria, the amazing beauty hotel, the Far Costa Hotel, under the beautiful, amazing woman, the GM Valerie. That would be a great opportunity. And then not forgetting that the aim of this tournament is to able to have a bursary that will raise almost about 400,000 that will be given back to the community of Limpopo, to the student, as will be called a premier golf bursary that will be able to alleviate the poverty. And the aim of this tournament, we just wanted to encourage people to get vaccination so that we can able to go back to do what we love, so that we can open sports and able to see to be around the golf course to enjoy the beauty of doing a tea on the golf course. And this course is magnificent because the golf estate is almost got the 72 holes that will be happening on the golf day. And we've got the golfer, the winning champion, JC Ritchie. We've got James Kamte. We cannot able to forget about the young man, Dodo Kemba Jr., the amazing, the Henny Otters, the J.B. Kruger, so that it's going to be exciting and exciting, exciting to see the Sunshine Top bringing everything in the pocket. We've alluded that it's only from Joburg to go to Mutumunda. It's only 90 minutes to drive and to enjoy the beauty. And as we arrive through to Mudimule, you'll see amazing mountain called Mudimule and able to see the scenic beauty of around the Euphoria and enter the magnificent and able to experience the golf course that is happening. And the beauty is that the LTPA has signed a deal that the tournament is going to be happening for almost about 3 years to take sports and tourists, and the top golfer will be embracing this event, and the young people are able to play and play on the three golf course. You're going to go to the Bushveld, you're going to go to Euphoria, you're going to go to Goro, and it's been amazing, amazing. We look forward, and we look forward to that. We encourage even the media to come part. We're going to have a media day, golf day, and the media personalities and everybody will be able to cheer, to experience the golf atmosphere around Euphoria prior to the day of the events.
I mean, you mentioned as well, you know, opening up the sports industry and encouraging fans to vaccinate. And I do know that there is, of course, that unspecified number of spectators that will be allowed. Do you perhaps have an idea for us as to how many spectators can we expect?
Definitely, in terms that we always going to be compliant, because as you know that the government regulations is talking about 2,000 people, and then we can able to look in terms of the half of the number, and there will be definitely some of the few spectators and the stakeholders, everybody. But the most important thing, we need to encourage people to get vaccinated so that we can able to go back to our normal life, able to do back, to able to enjoy the scenery of the golf course. And then there will be definitely several spectators that will definitely be, but at the end of the day, the most important thing, we need to comply so that we can able to keep the spread of this COVID, and so that we can able to go back to normal way.
Yeah, no, 100%. Dumi, we'll catch up with you closer to time, perhaps on the 28th, so you can also, you know, break it down, and we'll have an idea of also how the weather will be, you know, so all those mitigations that need to be done. So we'll talk to you come the 28th of March, yeah?
No, definitely. And you too, and your team, you must come. You'll be my guest so that sharpening your skills of the golf. And then there's a new name that in the golf that we call it a tea. The tea is not a drinking tea. It's when we do the official launching. And then you must be sharpening. And we look forward for you and guys and people to be part of the amazing event on the 29th of the golf. And we look forward to host you to enjoy the beauty of Limpopo and able to experience. And it's towards the Easter. Maybe we can take you to the other side of the Moria so that you can do a tourism, going to a church, you know, on the other side, you know, so that you can experience Limpopo.
No, we clearly need to go to church, Dumi, at this point. Hint, hint noted. We'll definitely see you come the 29th. Thank you so much, Dumi.
No, thank you very much. All of the best on the road show. Keep up the great work, and all of the best for the 2022 is the year of the doubles.
Oh, man, love that. All the best to you too, Dooms. That is, of course, the tournament's PR, Dumi Mwache from the Pakomaso media team, basically looking into the great Limpopo Golf Championship that will be happening from the 29th of March. So really looking forward to it. We'll send my producer there, then he will come back to give us an update.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.